continued. Alice Shred, Atoshi Memorial, January 6, 1981, and Tuesday continued.
Now you can see that the process. court does say that the two of them saw something to die from them. But that doesn't mean anything. Because the violations that you then come down, they both say the same thing. But different thoughts. So at any rate, that cheating is always referred to as Shita Samatam. Even though there are two separate cheetahs in the Shita Samatam. Kamatam's own swallowing is one thing because of cheating on his heart and the violations that you is another story. Now, when the Mahabha says, so the Mahabha says, all that the Khor says is this, that Aloha is not like the two. Even though the two passes like Kamatam, but it doesn't mean necessarily that the two of them got the oneness of Kamatam. He got to get them down because that's how the Tam Shite. Only Shaykh will refer to that Shite in the Shite Samatam. Only Shaykh or Nahemi. But there are two separate reasons as to why he says. So he says, Vye Shaykh, Vye Shaykh, Vye Shaykh, Vye Shaykh, Vye Vyoko Shem Yoko Shasra, or Yishoyimi, or Yishoyimi, the Tia Hamsun Gumitsu, so Pierce was actually his Yami, Akhel Shem Yishoyimi, Kim Shasun Yer Shalom Yitzhak Mom Hamsun Su, Hamun Kim Prisan Son, and Rodi the Hamadon, or the Lays of Shem, who will watch you and see a Bala Nisra. He says, Uni will have two of the last, Ellen Kinika and Hoch and Hadi Kinir Hoch, or she will show the Mai, she will speak out of Hoch, she will shake the Shem, Ellen Yamish.
The Mishnah Berurah here on top.
He says, the Abshata Kushitas, which is David Murray, so Mashaiki Yuma, has no Hashatun there. He doesn't give the expressions there. He just says that the tool in Sinatar Shabor was facing like against Karim Hamshite. That's all he says. But then, when he says,
Super Dimash Fari Toshin Memorial, January 8th, 1981, on Tuesday.
What does it mean? It means that
is not Muksa, which was Mashiyinke. So here too, we are talking about Sora. So in Chutzwa, that there is a view of Mishina Suke, Mishina Tzara. But in other Sora, there is no view of Suke. So why is it not there? And she has to ask. My suggestion is short and black. Who was he? Mishina Suke is Ramon, Sudosa, Yashmo says, where you make of Suke? Unidik is katsoyen nash mosi, is katsoyen koye, unless they behold the nash mosi, the Nikola Kotin, not in them. The Nikola Bagabag, the one of Jabuk to the nash mosi, the Shemi Yemu, Babushi Shokhar, which I have tied down the way, say, the Shmidi, the Nikit is katsoyen nash mosi, the Akhe, Baha, will less for the Nakasim Shom. So the Nikola says, bias in, so when a person buys an essay for Sukkot, so he sets it aside, in his mind, he sets it aside, he dedicates it as a mitzvah, as a hechter of a mitzvah for 7 days of Sukkot. Now, no person keeps on holding the essay the whole day. So, the person, when he's in a kind of mitzvah, so Shalabari the problem. He is in kind of mitzvah of Sukkot. So when a certain person got an esrik, so he had in mind to dedicate it for the mitzvah of esrik for 7 days. And his intention was not that he should take the esrik under the mashmoshes of the shenabati or shenatzeres. That wasn't his intention. So in the way, he wasn't master for the nashmoshes between he should have your chinata. So the mayor, he cannot be osea, he cannot be osea for a chinata, but two, to have a moyeva under the nashmoshes, or between he should have your chinata, but he's osea, because since he had in mind to dedicate as a hector of the mitzvah for all the 7 days, so the day, he became osa. He became osa, the amoy, for the duration of the 7 days, and to have amoy, so he cannot have amoy under the hashmoshes between Shemarab and Shemarzeles, because maybe it's still the less posh of Shemarab, because the hashmoshes is so the Bible. But, so anyway, in the Dimash Moshes between Shemarab and Shemarzeles, it is also Bible. Makasotik, because maybe it's still the Shemarab. Now, so we cannot say that when a person finishes the mitzvah vested, Shemarab in the morning, 8 o'clock, he's finished. We hope the rest with the 8 o'clock Shemarab in the morning. That after 8 o'clock, he should do it that way. No, because when he bought the esrik, so he dedicated it for all the 7 days. So anyway, he became mukzeh achas mitzvah for the duration of the 7 days. So even after he finished the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it's still he should have had. So here they should have. The Midrash Moshes between the Shemarab and Shemarzeres is also Bamei. But Shemarzeres itself, it has with his Buddha Bamei. However, it will hold the Midrash Moshes. He will call it for him. The Avodah will hold the Shachmuk to the Midrash Moshes. The Shemar Yehu, the Mishri Shokhar, the Shayat Gai Bamei, the Israel Mishri, the Midrash Moshes, the Midrash Moshes. The Achir, the Lodesho, the Machasim Shok, the Chil Mashma, the Chil Dabo, the Mishri Fris, Zaynesri, Lizaynlo, Yabir Hoso, Yichol Achas Yachas, Yeitzi Deleich, Rimo, Vele Asmina Rimo, Ava Dabi Iskatsoye Gnash Moshes, Mishim Sveik Yimusho, Umahaitande, Kabi Shabbos Yom, Yifere Kabi Beitz, Yom Ara, Neim Bebeze Atsum Bebeze, Yifo Mishtayim Mishim Achon, Yomi Boko Yimeima, Mige Di Iskatsoye, Ava Dabi, Yerah, Can I do this, really? The East Way, the Yis Vayukte, Vichen Shkiyot Tehli, Shel Goyet, the name of Bazeh is Mutayah Bazeh. Why do you want it? Because if the first day is Yom Teh, so the second day is Chay. So the Melech, but the question is, let it be Asura Bazeh, because in Ashmoshes it was also. The answer is, we do not say it, Midyamachas in Shabbat. We feel it the whole that we are in Shabbat, if a person was stopped. So he still has to wait until he has changed. He still has to wait till that change. Suppose a person who was stubborn and he was able himself in a day and the Hashemesh did not take place yet, it's not night yet, and he touched Truma, so then the Truma becomes possible. But suppose if Truma will touch Truma, so it doesn't become possible. Because when Truma touches something, so then that something becomes a shish. So in other words, that Ruyei has the capacity of the shame. When the shame touches the ego, so what does the ego become? A shish. By whom there is no shish. So that's the reason. If a shame will touch home, so the home does not become possible. But if a shame will come in contact, with whom all it becomes possible. And Truyei has the same status as the Shein we took. So the Mele, if it Truyei, someone was stopped, doesn't matter what kind of Truyei, but he was very capable of the Muslim, but he has to wait till he had a challenge, till it's time. Suppose before it's time, after the Truyei, he touches and he holds whom, so the whom does not become possible. Because the Truyei has the same effect, the same potential as the Shein Mitume. When the Shein Mitume comes in contact with an Eichel Chum, nothing happens with Eichel Chum. But if the Truyei, someone was stopping and was stable, and is waiting for Erev Shemesh, comes in contact with Truma, the Truma becomes a Shlish, becomes possible. Now the Aruch of Truyei applies to another, and the Aruch of Truyei applies to a Kehler. So that's a Mishneh in Taras. In the Mishneh Truyei, it's a Mishneh Truyei. But the Gemara mentions that in here, Lachish of Truyei, you have the Jars, the Kehler, that were Tomer and were Mitzvah. But the Kehler that were Mitzvah also have to wait for her change. So suppose he had Lavin Shal Kuyei, Shal Nuru Bina Chodiyes, Shal Maisya Atehoi. In other words, you had Maisya. Now, from the Maisya, you had to take off Thomas Maisya. But you didn't take off Thomas Maisya as yet. Now, so, he wants to take off Thomas Maisya. But the Maisya is kept in a jar, in a cave. The cave was probably original, but it was deeper. But it still has the status of a Truyei. The Kehler has the status of a Truyei. So he cannot take off Thomas Meisel from that level, from that Meisel that is stronger than Thomas Meisel. He cannot take off Thomas Meisel, because if he takes off Thomas Meisel, in that body, in that Kehler, and so then it's Truma. And so before that challenge, it remains in the jar, in the keller, which is a Truyei. So if he takes, if he's Marcus, Thomas Meisel, and that remains in the keller, so it's in contact with the Truyei. When a Truyei, whether a Truyei model or a Truyei keller, comes in contact with Truma, so then the Truma becomes false. And we are allowed trasmessa sono capitati c'è un lei c'è l'una bandiera so c'è mai sette so you do the came that is it lei and you filled it up with the mai sette that is totally Thomas Mice so then he is not allowed to take off the Thomas Mice right there before our change. After our change, he can take off, because then there is no problem. It will not become contaminated, the Thomas Meiser, because it's not free anymore. But before our change, until the sun sets in the stars come out, so then, even though the day the kingdom was already heated up, so you're not allowed to demolish the Thomas Meiser. Because you will not be a Thomas Maizea, and it will remain staying in the Tele, so in the Tele, it will be Thomas Maizea become possible. But what he has made, he can say, Harizet Thomas Maizea, with Vioma Harizet Thomas Maizea, which is Akshar, not Helen. In other words, he says, one attempt of this Maizea, let's say this is the Tele, that is a true name. So he says, one tenth in this corner of the cave of this mice area where it will be night time. It will be night time in the 7 o'clock, it will be night time. Then it will already be after our change. So when it will be night time at 7 o'clock, then it should be half. The Kriyashek should be half. And this posh and this one tenth of the mice that should the Kriyashek should be half. So there is no error, and then it will not become contaminated. Because until it is at the top, until it is at a change, until it is at a change, so the creation is not out, so it's still whole. I mean, Maisa is also like whole. So, but then, when will the creation of Tuba be out? So it will be at that change, that is a problem. So, at that time, so it will not be done anymore, okay? It will not have the status of Ikulien. It only has the status of Ikulien until our change. So it's not fair. This is what the mission for Ikulien says. We want to hear Ikulien was there. So you have an army. The creation will be hard even if you say, let the creation be hard right now before our change. But then you'll be even a little bit. You'll contaminate, you'll cut it. The Thomas Meiser. But if he says that the Hashem of Thomas Meiser should be Chal La'ahar Shemesh, so then it's behind. So then the Gemara says, Meirah, we won't have a good Bose, we won't have a good Bose, there is a lot of the Holy Tumim. So what is a lot of the Holy Tumim? Every person is allowed to walk 2,000 times the whole world from the border of the city. But suppose he wants to walk 4,000 times from the limits of the city. So he says, he takes a chalet and he puts it 2,000. Here is the border of the city. So he put and he wants to walk from here to here. That's 4,000 up. So on Friday of Shabbos, he puts the chalet, let's say here 2,000 up from the limits of the city. So maybe he'll be kidding. So it will be Hashmoshes. So he will be Kiddush, he said. So it will mean that he establishes residence, domicile, by putting the house. He can be there by himself, but it's not necessary that he should be there in person 2,000 times. But if he leaves, at the house and Eichel, at that point, so it's considered that he's Kiddush, he said. He establishes domicile at this point. So the Melee, even though he himself is not there, his house is there. So he's still finishing. So then he can walk the whole world. The whole world. So the Melee then on Shabbos, he can start walking from here to here because he was finished missing here. So the Melee, he can start walking from here to here, and then he can walk another 2,000 hours. Here he has to start, he cannot go. He cannot go further. So, you want to say, suppose He said, having said to the spicy, that this spring that is contained in this cave and this life, that is in the name. So should, if we are shared of Thomas Meiser, should we have we are a generation brought by him. But suppose he said that, and then he wants to use this Thomas Meiser as an heir to be Jewish. So we look back now. So Gimora says, why do I want to? Why do I want to? So Gimora says, to explain it in two ways. Either because Mishum, the same Bayeim Shalai of Shabbos, came in the way. The same Bayeim Shalai of Shabbos came in the way. So the question is, when does the year have take effect? When is the Jewish feast? What's the effect of the year? The effect of the year will be true in this to be Jewish feast. Now, when is a Jewish feast? So it's one of two points in time. Either the Sefayim means the sunset, the beginning of the Nashmash, as well as the Nashmash period. Let's say, the Nashmash period. Let's say it's 24 minutes, let's say, that the Nashmash is doing. So, let's say it's 80 minutes, that the Nashmash is doing. So that the Nashmash is doing continues from the Shkia till Tzitzak Kor. Till Tzitzak Kor. So, the question is the Eber, does the Eber, is the King and Shkist, does the Eber take effect, the same Hayim of Friday? That means it takes effect at the beginning of the Benash Moshes, at Shkia. Or the Tchila Salim of Shabbos, and the Tchila Salim of Shabbos, the Gemara means that it's a Chol, 80 minutes later. Let's say when the Benash Moshes begins, the Shkia is at 6 o'clock. Let's say it's a recognized day. So the Shkia is at 6 o'clock. Now, but when, so 6 o'clock marks the point of time of Tchilas Nashmoshes, that's it, buddy. That's it, buddy. And then the Tzitzak Kohen is 6:18. So that's called Tchilas Ali. So Seifale means the Shkia. And the Seifale of other Shabbos. Tchilas Ali means Tzitzak Kohen, it means the beginning of the Shabbos day. So, the Gemara says, why do we say, the Gemara will say, we have a problem. So, one of two reasons. Either because we should be saved by the Shabbat of Shabbos, King Ruben. In other words, the Eber has to take a break. He has to become a Shvise. He has to become a Shvise through the Chavre at the beginning of the Nashmashis. At the end, Friday, at 6 o'clock. Now, at 6 o'clock, so it's not Rol Achilles yet. It's not Rol Achilles yet. Because he said that the Hashem of Thomas Meiser should be called Lech Shetakshah. What does it mean Lech Shetakshah? At 6:18, when it will be, it's at home. At 6 o'clock, when the Eber takes effect, at the beginning of the Nash Moshes. So, it's still terrible, and terrible is not all right here. And the Nihil that is not all right here cannot establish Shabbos. But as we say that when a person has his Nihil, he has his Chal, at a certain point here, that's 2,000 times from the limits of the town, so anyway, he establishes that side. Why is the presence of the Chal at a certain point establish Amisar? Because that's important, because he can eat it. That's his sugar. But if it's level at 6 o'clock, if he gets to establish Amisar at the beginning of the Ashmashis, at 6 o'clock, so the creation of Thomas Meiser was not hard. So remember the whole Tweet, the whole Tweet that is contained in this Kaleb is level. It's also not here. So the something that is also about here cannot establish that is our world. So that's one reason. Another explanation is that even if we say that is Kemeir, that he establishes that desire, not at 6 o'clock, but at 6:18. So then it should seem that there is no problem. So he should be allowed to walk 4,000 times on Shabbos, because he said that at 6:18, so the Kriyas Shema of the Tumas Maaseh should be covered. So now he said that the Tumas Maaseh should be at this call, the portion of the Tumas at this call. And the rest of the Tumas, that's with the Mahir. And this is located at 6:18. So it's there. And if Tumas Maaseh is here, so the Danza has to be established at 6:18. At 6:18, so the clock can truly is with the Bahir, so you can establish a Danza. So the more as the Kasher, why does the Mishnah truly say, even if we say, that Tumas Maaseh came here, not the Shkia is came here, establishes Danza. But the Tumas Maaseh that is at home, but there is a special prerequisite that in order that the Suda should take effect, should be established, so it has to be ruled even with it, even though it takes effect at 6:18. But if it wasn't told about him before it takes effect, so then it cannot establish that. So it's a special halal. In other words, the reason is why a halal, a leich, can establish that desire is because a leich that is told about him is identified with the person. Now, of course, it goes without saying that if the person himself happens to be there, during the Ashoshes, at this point, 2,000 people from the limits of the city, they of course establish themselves. But the Eichel that is Rabu Lachile, so is identified with the person. So when this Chalo is there, it's considered as if the person himself had been there. So when can we say that the Eichel is identified with the person if the Eichel was Rabu Lachile before it establishes the Tamasa? So then it has to be who you are here at the beginning. Oh, we move on to the second part. We see the mixture of Charles King and Ruby. Or even if we say that Trimasani, that this is a hobby, when the Shabbos day begins, definitely. So that is the moment that the human is takes effect. Only we should, but the reason is why we are at home. We should be given sooner or later today. Holy, so it's not from that at all. Holy, Trinas Yenshal Shabbos today. We will go to Sude or Buddha to be gay. Hadeira, we are given love to you, love to you in the Shabbos. But if we were to assume, that Trinas Yenshal Shabbos, that is a Holy is gay, and if we are also to assume that it's not required, that it should be who you are bringing back here. So then it would be a leader. You will have given back who you are in Shabbos, Nigel is Katsoye, Binash Moses, we should change your back. But if we say, Nigel is Katsoye, we should change your back. So it's just about no, it's just about here. For the whole day, so here too, in the Binash Moses period, so it was Oza. So it was Oza back here. So anyway, so since in the Binash Moshe period between 6 and 6:18, it was also Bakhile, so the name of Mitzah Mukhtar should be also Bakhile. Two, Mitzah Tepo, it would be also Bakhile. But let it be also Bakhile, Mitzah Mukhtar. And as long as it was Bakhile, so you couldn't establish any Damasai. So, but I'm going to go back with Mishabes, which is Katsuyi Binash Moshe, which is Mishabes. So, So this is a value again. It just mentions many values that we do not say. So that's the reason as to why in this week that he was makzeh for 7 days with Yitzchak. So true in the relationship between Shalabab and Shmi Atzeres, it's also about the way. But Shemikin and Shmi Atzeres itself is good about the way. But Sukkim is different. Why is Sukkim different? So he said, we are over 100 million Sukkim. So let us apply the same swarm that we have with Sukkim too. So true, a person many times is interested in eating the meal, in the Bina Shmoshes, or the Mishalabah, the Bina Shmoshes, between the Mishalabah and Shmi Atzeres. He's interested in eating the meal. But why should the Sukkot be also about Noye the next morning? True, the Bina Shmoshes, he was mighty. Because when he set aside the Sukkot, he built the Sukkot, and dedicated it for the purpose of the mitzvah of the Shira Sukkot, so he had mind to use that Sukkot not only on Shalabah in the daytime, but even on Shalabah in case he feels hungry. In Shalabah, the Nashmoshes, he should also use the Sukkot. So of course it's also like the Sukkot was also about Noye in the Nashmoshes between Shalabah and Shalabah. But why should it be also about Noye the whole day of Shalabah? The next morning, we are talking about the Eretz Yisrael. So we don't say Yidid Yiskatzoye Nachmasin Shehorah. So this is it. We call out the Romans. That's him. We should be his family to those of Bina Shoshes. Abu Dhabi Mechaye. We may hold on. We should take a Sim Shehorah. Ishane Suki. We may call for King. Chaye we may hold on Nachmasin. So, Uman the author of the rest we have with Bishmini, who finish your confess, neither the author of the Ashmosh and Bishmini, Mishum, the son of the king Bishmini, is Katsur with the Lime, Aume, Aume, Ahana Dikit is Katsur with Bishmini, Shoba, Nes of Bishmini, and he told it. So he says that there couldn't be such an Aumah. They are that people have asked the author. We painted the family painted machine of Tim Shon Bodies, we also have machine subtle, if you should ask in the world. Our family, we should go to that person on the alright. So what Jesus establishes that point, that there is no one who says, Nikit is Katsoye and Mahmasin. And the Jesus is so good. But there is no one who has a Zimnes, Nikashin Azares. So it's not on the basis of this world that we say Nikit is Katsoye and Mahmasin. But because it's better to say, but Nikit is Katsoye and Mahmasin, we do not say. Now, if we do not say, Nikit is Katsoye and Mahmasin, so then the question arises, so you Sukkot should be Mutarash and Azares. So please say, Sukkot Shah, the Nikomo came higher than the Mechomi, Mahmasin. But that is to be explained. But it's true that when a person builds a Sukkot in the Azazar, he builds the Sukkot, he dedicates the Sukkot for all the Sukkot and the Achilles that will be realized in the Sukkot in the course of the 7 days, including the Sukkot that will be realized in this Sukkot in the Midrash Moshes between Yisharabah and Shemazah. Go without saying. But no one discusses the question is whether and the Midrash Moshes between Yisharabah and Shemazah, whether it's Mutia Baruch or not. But of course it's just not. That goes without saying. In the next week is also about Noye, in the Midrash Moshes, between Yisharabah and Shemazah. But the question is, why should it be also about Noye the whole day of Shemazah? After all, why? Because it was also, because he ate in that Sukkot it still constituted an integral part of the seven days of sutras. So why shouldn't we also violate it because of that? The whole day is not theirs. So Tetsuya seems to be the heart. He without the rest of the where actually he didn't set it aside. He didn't set aside the rest of the to be used for in the discussions between Ishara Manush and the rest, because after all, a royal Jew who is a Shema Mitzvah should not postpone, is not allowed to postpone the Kiyuma Mitzvah aspect to the Hashmoshes and Shemarabe. Because if he does it with Hashmoshes and Shemarabe, it's not definite, it's not certain that he will be confident. So in the way, no Jew is marked and aspect to be used in the Hashmoshes and Shemarabe. But every Jew is marked in the suke to be used in the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. Because a Jew can eat one suke in the morning and then eat another suke in the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. There is no Israel that forbids him to eat in the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. So in many ways, he was marked. So he was marked from the Hashmoshes. There was an actual answer. That we understand. In regardless of there was no actual sorry of the action for the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. But in regard to Suke, there was an actual action, a dedication, a setting aside of the Suke, to be used for the Suke that will be realized in the Suke in the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. That is clear. But so the action took place for the Hashmoshes of Shemarab. But it didn't take place for the Shemarab's hands. Then, so why did God say that to the Hashmoshes? So Jesus says, since there was an actual actor setting aside dedication of the Sukkot to be used for the Sukkot of the Hashmoshes of Shemarab, so the main way it becomes Muktzeh. When it's Muktzeh for the whole day of Shemarab. Why? On what basis? On the basis of being discussed. But Jesus says, we don't say anything in this country about the same Shabbat. And here, he talks about the same Shabbat. Because why did he eat the Sukkot in Hashmoshes of Shemarab? Why? He wanted to eat in the Sukkot in Hashmoshes. That was his purpose. He ate the Sukkot in the Hashmoshes of Shemarab because he thought, maybe it's still Shemarab. So why do we answer and he wasn't marked the suke to be used for the Shabbat Sabbath? I know she should be the suke away from the answer, sir. So he had no intention. So why didn't he come and say? The answer is because the Hashmoshes period it was Muktzeh. So since the Hashmoshes period was Muktzeh, so he did this Kachzoye. With the Hashmoshes is Kachzoye, the whole thing would have. But he was marked the Hashmoshes period on account of the fact that he thought that perhaps the Hashmoshes period belongs to the Yom Shabbat. He wasn't marked the Hashmoshes because he thought maybe it belongs to the incoming day. Having known with certainty that it belongs to the incoming day, then he wouldn't have even eaten the Sude in the Hashmoshes. He ate the Sude because the Sude in the Hashmoshes period, because he thought maybe it belongs, it's part and parcel of the outgoing day. But so he was marked as the final portion of the outgoing day. He wasn't marked as the initial portion of the incoming day. And still we say Middle East Catholic. So that means that we do apply this word of Middle East Catholic Matthias Hinshaw. So, I mean, there is a certain logical contradiction in these cases. Now, I once discussed it with Prophet Shia several years ago. You probably heard the Gemara Yume together with the Gemara Suki. So you turn to that Mosai in Yume. takes more of the new hair in his hand, then he fills up his face. He fills up his face. So that is the cadence. And then the Shirai. What is Shirai? Shirai means that portion of the new hair that protrudes. Now let's say, suppose I fill it up, and then this protrudes. So that's the Shirai. And whatever is contained within the face, that's the cadence. So the Gemara that in Zion plays in Yuma, the fifth life of the time. Omar Abir, Boyan of Yeshua ben Israel, ben Abinayim, shall locate Seymar. You see, this, what is whatever is confined here, is certainly the cadence. Whatever protrudes here is certainly Shirai. The question is, this portion that is between the fingers, that's Bina Binayim, what kind of status does it have? Does it have a Bina Kimet? Or does it have a Bina Shirai? So, Bina Binayim shall awaken Tzimam. Omar, okay. The Gavoye, Lutibor, the Bina Kimet, what is inside? So no shy, that's cadence. The bad, here. This part that is between the fingers. What kind of step is it? The bring the brain man, Omar Abichan, Hoda Pashki, Yeshua Ben Zoye, Bin Abinayim, Sotiki, with strange emojis. Over the same, raise a question. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Zoye, had the Nabai, whether Bin Abinayim has the status of Kemet, or has the status of Shahad. So after discussing it, and pondering upon it, so he came to the conclusion, this is something. Well, for the subject of the very outset. So, it appears from this Gemara that in the beginning he had not died. And then, what was the solution? The answer was, this is something. That's no answer. The same answer he had in the very beginning. So, my question was, it's very strange. So, the Bitvon Yumen, so he says as follows, that now, what does Kemetz mean? Kemetz means what is confined within the heavens, within the feet. So, that's Kemetz. What you're hiding, whatever the truth is. Now, what is Bina Binayim? So what is Bina Binayim? Bina Binayim means what is between the fingers. So at first, he had his own. And he had two alternatives for Yeshua ben Zoye. Maybe it's Vadai Kemetz, because after all, it doesn't protrude. Maybe it's Vadai Shirai, because it is not confined, it is Vadai, not confined within the hole of the head, of the fist. These were the two alternatives. Then he came to the conclusion that it's not a Sophic Chesom idea, but it partakes of two antithetical aspects. There are three situations in the Torah, in the Halacha, where something is neither completely one thing, nor is it completely the other. So the Mitzvah mentions unreadiness, and the Mitzvah, no, unreadiness is not purely the mention of unreadiness, but unreadiness is a similar thing. He mentioned the Ashmashas. So the conclusion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoye was, at the beginning, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoye had the mark, is it Bahar Kemet, or is it Bahar Shabbat? And that is also easy. We could say it's Bahar Kemet. Why is it Bahar Kemet? Because after all, Shabbat is something that protrudes. What is being aligned with the protrude? Can you see it? You can see it. It's confined between the fingers. And you could say that it's Bahar Kemet. So you can say it's rather genius because it wasn't for Jude. And you can say it's rather Shirai. It's rather Shirai because it's not combined in the whole of the hand. So then it came to the conclusion, it's not rather Kemetz, it's not rather Shirai. Why isn't it rather Kemetz? Objectively, it's not rather Kemetz. And objectively, it's not only subjective. Every suffix so he's subjectively not bad like this and not bad like that. But let's take two spheres. Even if the ritual doesn't mention, I'm not sure what the ritual mentions and violence, but the ritual definitely mentions in Ashkoshis. Let's take two spheres, two Tumar Vedas. Both are suffix so or suffix again, but there is one difference. A Tumtum is a suffix, it's only the what is Tumtum Chirikam and so forth. Tumtum Chirikam is the cable. What is done today? Many babies are born Tumtum. So, operation is performed. So, certain Tumtums, when the operation is performed, turn out to be holy. Certain Tumtums in the operation is performed, turn out to be cables. So, when we say that the Tumtum is something the cable, we only mean that in regard to any particular Tumtum, subjectively is something so far something given. But objectively is not something so far something given. Objectively, he's either so far or uncapable. Objectively, if he's so far, he's a man so far. If he's incapable, he's a man incapable. So when we say something so far something, it means we don't know. So subjectively, he's something so far given. But objectively, he's not something so far something given. Mashiach and Vedas. It's open. Tumtum, so one tumtum is like this, the other tumtum is like that. Andreiles. So, if one Andreiles has a din of his own, so every Andreiles in the world has a din of his own. If one Andreiles has a din of the cable, so every Andreiles in the world has a din of the cable. So there, it's a din of. And this is what Gacy means in the Mishnah, we call it. The rest Mishnah of Isaac. So, Andreiles of Gacy there, Andreiles, Because Nadrekenes has the Vore Zohar and he has the Vore Kibo. So he partakes of the aspects of the characteristics of the Zohar because he has the Vore Zohar. And he partakes of the characteristics of the Kibo because he has the Vore Kibo. So remember, but it's a spirit. It's a double disaster Zohar Kibo. But he knows his spirit, but Nadrekenes represents that paradox. So when something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so it is not a complete Zohar, it is not a complete Nikevo. So maybe he has a deep Zohar. So the Ritva says, this is what Rabbi Shua ben Azoye, Rabbi Shua ben Azoye said in the conclusion, what a pashto, Yeshua ben Azoye ben Adnayim Sofik. So the question is, well, that was the Sofik and the very answer. The Sofik and the very answer was, maybe ben Adnayim is Vadashirai. Maybe it's Vadai. Kemetz. So then the conclusion was, it's neither Vadai. Because Vadai, it is so. It is indeed so. It is the kind of so. It is the kind of so, let's say, Tum. So we all can be Vadai in respect to everything we can do without the vibration. Mashiach and Vadai goodness, if we all cannot be the Vadai. Because it's a Vadai in so. It's not a subjective subject. The usual subject is the subject of the subject being, so it's a subjective subject. But I'm telling you this, it's a valid subject, it's an objective subject. So it's a valid subject, because it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So here too. This partakes only of one aspect of Kemetz. This partakes only of one aspect of Shirai, it was truth. This, on one hand, you can say it for Jews, because it's not confined. On the other hand, you can say, no, it doesn't for Jews. You don't see it. You don't see it. So, he mainly partakes of two and different aspects. So, the male incident is on. And the Ritva says, Kmoi binashvashis. That's what the Ritva says. So, in other words, what the Ritva is saying here, and this is mashma mamarashi in the Mamadrikin also, in the Supiye of Zod in Mamadrikin, that it's a binson binashvashis. In other words, it's not with how we know what the Kabbalah was. What the Kabbalah was in regard to Mashmashis. But in Ashmashis partakes, what's the Mashmashis? Twilight theory. So if the sun has set, but there is still a magical of daylight. You can read the whole book. You're outside during the Ashmashis period. So there is magical of daylight. So that means that there is still a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon. And that gives light, and they shed light. So the male, so in other words, it partakes of 22 aspects. Why? Now, we say in Bereshit, the Torah says in Bereshit, Vayyareh vayudeh ki alinahot. So what does it mean? Vayyareh? So, what does Arab mean? When the sun sets, so on the basis of the psuki, Vayyareh vayudeh ki alinahot, or in Shini, or in Shlishi, in Ridi, so in other words, the Shkia Sahara is the determining factor. But then there is another person in the Torah. Ayi kol kin yoyel yoyim v'lachisha kol olmo. So, in the Ashmosh period, there is a magical daylight. So the Ashmosh period partakes of two aspects. On one hand, it's already light, because after all, the sun is separate. On the other hand, there is still daylight. But you call it kin yoyel yoyim. So, it's powerful. So, it's, but how can it be both? One against the other, one is just the opposite of the other. Yin is the opposite of Lilo. So, remember, it partakes of 24 aspects. So, remember, it has a insult. This is what the Ritva says in Yuvish. Now we can understand this basis with this concept. Now, there is no other. There is no hour for reading this Kanzo in the Machmas Yimshot. So the Meire indicates in regard to an aspect where the Haktsoye was just Haktsoye for 7 days, and when a person buys an aspect before Sukkot, he doesn't set it aside for the Binashkoshis period of any day of Sukkot. He certainly doesn't set it aside for to be used in the Binashkoshis of Yisharabim. I mean, it would be something where there would be behind the mitzvah. And if somebody, let's say, will ask a shower, he'll come, very late, Yisharabim, he says, I didn't manage to take an aspect this morning. Now it's a few minutes at the shkia. So, Yisharabim, he'll be told, you can take the aspect, but the Kohen you should say. So when a Jew buys an aspect before Sukkot, he is not marked to be used in the Binashkosha syndrome. He's not marked, but it's just about money in the Binashkosha. Why is Rasmina Noe? Because he was marked for over 7 days, and there is a possibility that the Binashkosha period is also part and parcel of the 7 days. So, but to say, just because it is also Banoye in the Blashmoshes of Ishtarabe, so the marriage should be also Banoye in the whole Shnatzemes. That we don't say, because we do not say, meaning is Katsoye, Machmasim Shok. Mashayim kino nigar to Sukkot. So, when a person builds his Sukkot, he dedicates to be used for all of Sukkot, he has in mind that it should be used for all the meals that he possibly might realize in the Sukkot, including the meal that he possibly might be raised in the Sukkot in the Ashmoses of Shinabake. So there is an extra Haktsoye for that event. Now, the Sotis is because of that, so it's also for the whole Shinabake. Swamiji se kaže, but why did he actually make the sukhe to be used for the Vilashvasa syndrome of the Shilahadu? Because he thought maybe that Vilashvasa period, that period between 6 o'clock and 6:18, maybe it's still an integral part. Maybe it's still an integral part of the Shilahadu. And if it is an integral part of the Shilahadu day, it's not an integral part of the Shilahadu day. That was our kasha. So that is a kasha, that would be a very strong kasha, if we assume that the topic of the Lashmoshes is a topic that is grounded in his own idea. His own idea. Whether his own idea, mitzias of his own idea, indeed. But if it is grounded in his own idea, so the male and the Jew builds his sukkah before sukkahs, and he dedicates the sukkah to be used for all the sukkahs that will take place in that sukkah, including the sukkah that will take place on Shemarabe between 6 and 6:18. So remember, and if the Benash Moshes is a subject of his own idea, so then it shouldn't be also for the whole day of Shemarabe. Because truly he was Makhtse for that period. But he was Makhtse for that period only because of the possibility that it's an integral part of the Shemarabe. If it's an integral part of the Shemarabe, but if it is not an integral part of the Shemarabe, so then it wasn't the Makhtse. But now the Levitra says that the subject of the Nash Moshes is not the subject of the Sovereign. So that means there is no Sovereign. Even Yo will not be able to be divine. If Yo will be asked, what's the status of the Nash Moshes, he'll say, the Nash Moshes is both. It's Ye, it belongs to the Aragon day, and it belongs to the Iban day. So, to what do they want? Either it's part of the Aragon day, or it's part of the Iban day. That is still, it's a paradox. In reality, it's still. But it's a reality, this paradox. So remember, it is not completely. It's not completely part of the Aragon day, because it is also part of the incoming day. But it's not completely part of the incoming day, because it's also part of the Aragon day. So remember, it has a deep subject. So when he was Makhtse, so he knows that it is also part of the incoming day. And still was Makhtse. So maybe we can apply the way of Midris Katsoye, Benash Moshes, not Makhtse in Shabbat, but Midris Katsoye, and Benash Moshes is the initial portion of the incoming day. So it's not Midris Katsoye, Makhtse in Shabbat. Yes, please.
A lot of persons in Mandalmer that Benash Moshes is terrifying. So, does that mean that terrifying is also in something?
It's also in something. It's also in something. It's only a question of the extent of the Benash Moshes. But that terrifying is also a reality. Yes, what?
Are we saying that there's also 17 holes at Rikoa?
Right.
Are we saying that he would dish that he works quite close to now, and they say that if once he holds that your God, that's a did something, so he's not said it, you know, automatically includes it in his product, because it's part of the outgoing day also.
Yeah, that's right.
And then,
of the incoming day also, another thing says, we do not say Midi Niskatsuri Nakasim Shoba, but here, it's not Midi Niskatsuri Nakasim Shoba, because he is actually Makhtse, this period, from 6 to 6:18. And not Mahma Sophie. He's actually Mahma, because he knows. He knows. But if he doesn't know, so he should know. I mean, because that's the hour. So that way. So he's Mahma, this Benash Moshes theory. Even though he knows that it is part of both days. So anyway, since he's with his father, part of both days. This subject means that it's not completely part of the outgoing day, not completely part of the incoming day. So what it means that in an incorrect way. It's part of all days. But since it's part of all days in an incorrect way, so he tells it in some. So in any way, it's not needed this Katsuya Mata Saint Jehovah, because he was actually Matze. This period, which in an incorrect way is part of the incoming day.
Yes. Now, is it, I didn't know, but do we know what Ushita is and Tosus is saying that is it, or just Tosus saying it on its own?
I don't know.
Because always why I'm asking is because I don't, because with the Tosus it doesn't say it either, but it, the game saw from Tosus says clearly that Vedas Shwarshas is.
Well, I mean, I don't know the thesis is clearly. But, well, my thesis is Shabbos. I don't want to go over the whole sugya because that will take up too much time. That's fine. But I'll just tell you. With Hamrashi, the Kitsugi in Bangladeshi, that from a thousand place, so in the Gemara of the Kiritan, Roshi Yom Nashmoshes, Sofi Kumen Kol, Roshi Mechad Nashmoshes, Sofi Mitubi, Sofi Mitubi. So, from Rashi it appears in that Gemara, from another place, that he agrees with the Shite, or the Ritva, and with that, but he says the Sofi Kashi, against Rashi. So, and the Kashi is great, Jesus Kashi is based upon the premise that it cannot be wrong. That objectively it's in the world. That's the basis of this discussion as much. So what is the carrot? Kashi agrees with the ritual human that it is wrong. But it says, has another chapter in the morning, because, and why does this reject Kashi's chapter? Because this is she apparently is that Binash Moshe is in the Sophic and Sophic idea. So then the question is it possible to reconcile this thesis with the thesis Shite that one valid in Shabbos? So it's possible even to reconcile thesis Shite here with thesis Shite, of course, according to the Rashi Shite and the Hippo Shite. So it's not difficult at all. But even from the point of view of thesis Shite, in Shabbos that one valid, the Binash Moshe is the subject of the song in the So it's still possible to explain these thesis. Why? Because there is a lot of thesis. There is a lot of thesis. Now, what does thesis mean? Now, whether there is a shield in thesis, a union shield in thesis or not, some of the shame say there is no shield, some, even when you say it, we do not. But some of the shame say there is a union shield, but it goes without saying that you can be lazy. You can be lazy. Mechira Bakedesh, let's say five before Shabbos. So you can be lazy. And Bechriso say, you can be lazy. And Bitzio say, there is also a lot of cases. Bitzio say. So, is there a shi or so? In regard to this, because you are saying there is also a case whether there is a minimum shi or not. The minimum Arab says that there is a minimum shi of the resources of your say of 6 minutes. He has the shi of the mir. Adam Shemi, Menchtada Shori, and Taser says there is no shi. As, I mean, even a fraction of a minute is enough. But, it goes without saying that Jesus is hard with his and it's your saying, so according to Shita Sagini, so it's hard until now really, and according to Shita Sagini, as it appears, from Shita Rekes, it's hard until him. So Jesus is hard. Now, so Jesus, so the main way, everything that's cautious, assuming that Jesus in Shabbat upon the power, that the Binash Moshe is the subject of the song in the air. So to Abishmael, it's not a subject. Objectively, it's not a subject. It's only subjectively it's a subject. But one thing is clear, that every Binash Moshe, let's say, according to it is not the cause. But there is, if somebody is becoming Shabbos at the Padamut, and he is just not, he is just not going to take it becoming Shabbos at an hour of Boshi. So Vishesh Shabbos is how many times? Vishesh Shabbos. And then he does the wrong, eh? So he's either a Nisarabans. What kind of Nisarabans is that? It's a Nisarabans. May I have a better feed to Shabbat? So from that we deduce the Aloha of Vishesh Shabbos. Of Vishesh Shabbos. So we make a name. It's a Nisarabans. Not a lot of no goddess or skill. But a Nisarabans. So when somebody does the wrong on Shabbos, so, from the point of view of the Israel of the Sunni Shalim, so it is something whether he was even allowed courage or skill, but from the point of view of the Israel of the Arab Arabs, Shabbat, so it's not only something, it's a fact. Because if every Jew has to refrain from water, every Shia must, if he doesn't refrain, so it's not valuable. So the memory, that in itself constitutes Kabbalah Shabbos. The fact that he refrains from water. So the memory, so the asme, without any intention on his part. So the whole Rashi is even a competent series. So it's his own. And the competent series, it's a subjective subject. It's a subject of his own being. But that's only in regard to the Israel Lochel in Sunni Shabbat. But in regard to the Israel Lochel in Tainzer Shabbos, it's Vatai. It's Vatai. So later faces are as follows. Now, since every Jew is Makhze, since every Jew is Makhze, here's the subject, the Hashmosh is a Mishnah, whether it's a case, so it's Chayim Suke, or it's not Chayim Suke. And speaking of Chayim Suke, Chomer. So in the way, he's in the Chomer to eat in the Suke. Mahma speaking of Chayim Suke, to realize all the Sukes. The Sukes in the Suke. The Sukes of the Hashmoshes in the Suke. So in the way, even though it's a Suke, from the point of view of the Suke Suke, but it's a matter, and if somebody will be Kabbalah, it will be Mikado. Here in regard to the Krishna Sayyid of Sukkot, even Chalabri has a Krishna Sayyid of Sukkot. So it can be very seen. It can be very seen. It can be very seen. It's also so the very way that Akhile, his Mikado needs to be of Sukkot Geras Babai because of faith is not the Mitzioze. So since he's Mikabe, he meets Vasuke, because Vadai, so the very way it becomes Osef for the whole world, and it's not on the basis of meeting this Katsuyo Makasin Shoba. Because since Vidyaras Vadai, he's Mikabe meets Vasuke. So it's Mikabe meets Vasuke. So remember, and the same, Binash Moshes is also part of the Shinat Zeres name. So remember, it becomes Mukzeh and all. Umiwe Yai, the Rabbazel, in my college, he came on to the Guru Dawah, he was Yeshiva Yisrael, Yeshiva Yom, Rabbazel, 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 Yeitze, Go, Eichol, Go, the Soba, Guru, Yim, and his Katzol. Visual, visual, we are not going to be in this country. If you have the power of the voice, having a main submission is Saturday. If you should have seen the young people of Africa, you are all the people of Africa, as it is what they are all the other after Africa, and you can see the way. We will tell you that the end of the meeting is Katsoy. To this was a whole is Katsoy. We saw the end of the Mikro Shabbos, the Katsoy, long term so hard. May I be this year we started the name Sukkot. Admitsoy Shabbos. We are ready to show the means of Amnesia. Even
poi ogni spazio intimo a me ma ti sto fatto sparo ci sto mambi di stasei mi sto dormi di sapere di questa loro cioè di quei sciolti non lo so di ciò sotto non lo so di quanto so a me come lo vuoi a me Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht, 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 ich hab